So much so for the European recession that Fernando Alonso on the podium yesterday said that an Italian car made by a Greek, driven by a Spanish guy, won in Germany.
That's correct.
Yes, Euro must have suddenly like gained like a point or two. My name is RJ Rishi Kapoor. The man laughing along with me, standing right opposite me, is Kunal Shah. Together we get this blog for you. And it's been a fantastic Hockenheim race. I'm not a big fan of the track, but it was exciting.
Oh yes, it was really exciting. Really exciting.
Let me just highlight this completely for you. How did the leaders, the top three cars, do the entire race with a different strategy? One stop less, still faster than the others. It's some other pace we're talking about.
It is another pace. You know, there was a second gap between the three of them in the closing stages of the races. It was brilliant.
And what surprises me even further is there was one of those three cars that could actually do it because they were cheating and their name is Red Bull.
Well, yes, pre-race we had an issue with Red Bull. They were called up for investigation. Uh-huh. An engine mapping issue. Renault was also involved because, you know, they are the engine manufacturer that supply engines out there. Very complex an issue. In fact, one of the most technical aspects of the sport. There was more throttle output going from the exhaust than needed. So the pedal positioning and the throttle output were not as calibrated as it were in the previous races. Very layman terms meant that there was more gases flowing out of their exhaust than the FIA probably liked it.
How does the FIA measure this?
Forget all that. And I know it gets more confusing, so hear me. The text of the regulations weren't clear enough
to them
to penalize Red Bull. So the point in a very simple way is, had the regulations been written far more clear, Red Bull would have been penalized.
Well, so, I never knew you could speak Latin. What on earth was that? Okay, the deal is, Vettel was driving his own car, driving in a different league, but driving on a different track.
Yes, yes, very true. Yeah. On a different track.
Different track, different side of the track. And when he doesn't have a car, he doesn't have it in him. Let's face it.
I wouldn't get that critical of him. Okay, I really like the way he drove, I must say. Except for the move on button.
In the post-race arena, he says, I couldn't see button alongside me.
Every racing driver does that, trust me. But you know, I must tell you, I'm a little surprised. Had Vettel waited, he could have overtaken button at the next corner entering into the Mercedes-Benz stand.
So, yes.
It's like what Maldonado did in Valencia. So, well, you can't... Well,
the rule says, if you put the third wheel on the curb or just outside the track, on the follow-through area, etc., etc., and you gain an advantage, you are penalized. Whether you are racing another driver, whether you are in an accident position or no, I saw Alonso and Vettel doing it again and again and again, especially at the end of the start-finish straight. How did they get away with it?
I think maybe the FIA was busier with the Red Bull engine mapping thing and that's why. But no, I know what you're saying. You know, we saw onboard camera footage of Vettel and especially in his last stint, he was pushing so much that we saw him going off track. But maybe these you know, infringements as small as these are somewhere just allowed. When he made the big one, he got penalized. So, well, fairness to the FIA.
Okay, but they can't be so busy that they cannot send the safety car when it's needed, when Massa just broke his wings.
I know. I mean, firstly, I don't know what Massa was doing, breaking his wing, you know, tagging a Toro Rosso. Well, misjudged his breaking point, I guess.
That's Massa.
But you should, I mean, they should have sent out the safety car it needed. I mean, probably Hamilton's puncture was because of the safety car, because of the debris he picked up.
And both me and Kunal agree, had Hamilton not had that puncture, or Jenson Button and Hamilton had a proper normal qualifying, they would have actually ended up 1 and 2 because the car was really fast.
Yes, the McLaren upgrades have worked. Thankfully, they had a dry race where they could show the power of the upgrades. And they're back, yeah? So it's a 3-horse race?
Yes, it's the first time a backmarker actually comes and races the front-running guys. That's Hamilton, and he does all sorts of bad things to Vettel and Alonso. And
I know, I mean, there's nothing against the rules, as you would put it. But why go racing? I mean, I know it helped Button somewhere when he got the undercut, you know, with Vettel in the pit stops. But why make enemies suddenly? I mean, I'm not surprised Vettel was pissed off.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, I'm just happy Hamilton is a team man and he could do it for Vettel, because clearly they were trying to get some data out of him and he ended up helping Button.
Well, as long as it worked and Button finally came second. Woo! If you remember last podcast, we said next two races are critical for Button and he's proved it in this one. Let's hope Hungary is better.
Alright, but what is with Ferrari and using the tyres really well? Because what I observed is Alonso was pushing the hell out of those tyres and the tyres never reached the cliff, none of the compounds.
Yes, even more so, to add to your observation. to add to your observation, in the closing stages of the race, mm-hmm. Alonso could actually pull out a couple of seconds to stay ahead of Jenson Button and Sebastian Vettel. So not only did he save the tire, but he did have some extra bit of grip and rubber lying there to pull out a gap, which is brilliant. So Ferrari have mastered the Pirelli tires, if I may put it that way.
But they have also agreed the fact that McLaren is the fastest car right now, and it will stay for Hungaroring.
It will stay, but you know, I mentioned this in one of my columns, and I will say this again. This year is about not having the fastest car. It's about having the car that uses the tires better and saves them as well.
Yes, and yesterday McLaren were the fastest with the tires, but in the pits, 2.3 seconds. 2.3. We are both going to give a standing ovation. 2.3 seconds for four tires is the fastest human hands can get.
And so much for all the flack we all gave them, all the jokes we all cracked in the races leading. I mean, brilliant stuff.
Do you know, my man Kunal Shah over here is really addicted to Twitter, and he's got me hooked onto it. And yesterday there was this very funny tweet going around saying Raikkonen is the happiest on the grid because he got third position as Vettel got a penalty, but more importantly, he escaped the post-race interview, so that was good for everyone.
But I'm going to add to that. I also read a tweet, very interesting, of course humorous, said that Raikkonen was running around in the paddock looking for Button to give him the third place trophy as well.
Alright, yes, everybody's saying that Raikkonen and Lotus could do it in Hungaroring. It is hot, it is curvy, that track could be Lotus's track.
They really need to win now. It's high time.
And Kimi has been showing the fact that he has mastered the car, and Grosjean been struggling so much.
I mean, it's just a bad race for him, I guess. He was down and out starting after those penalties that he got because of a gearbox change. But yeah. I'm still hoping for a Raikkonen and Lotus win in Hungaroring.
Let's clean the slate now. Let's talk about the two drivers that actually stole the show. Both the Sauber cars, amazingly well done. One pit stop lesser than everybody else, came from back of the grid. Those cars can really manage.
Yeah, they started what?
12th and 17th, yes.
Yeah, and they finished 4th and 6th.
Imagine.
And Kobayashi's career best finish, etc. Brilliant. They pulled 20 points ahead of the Williams and Sahara Force India. Brilliant stuff.
And what's more important is, even with one pit stop less, they could match Michael Schumacher's pace on fresh rubber after an extra stop.
That Sauber is one car to have if you have tires like Pirelli under you.
Alright then. Pirelli is the tire. The coming up race is the Hungaroring. It's a week's time, so we hardly get breathing time between the two, but post which there's going to be a 1 month break. So we all look forward for some more racing, some more Formula One, lots to talk about, lots to discuss, and lots to listen to for you.